Eba mi boluaga, eba mi be babaga, ore re polaye mi, eba mi boluaga,
eba mi boluaga, eba mi be babaga, ore re polaye mi, eba mi boluaga,
eba mi boluaga. Eba mi gbe babaga ore re po laye mi eba mi boluaga
eba mi boluaga eba mi gbe babaga ore re po laye mi eba mi boluaga
eba mi boluaga eba mi gbe babaga ore re po laye mi Eba mi boluaga
Eba mi boluaga Eba mi gbe babaga Ore re po laye mi Eba mi boluaga
Omo de boluaga Alagba gbe babaga Ore re po laye wa Eje ka boluaga Okunrin egboluaga obinrin egbe babaga ore re po laye wa eje ka
boluaga eba mi boluaga eba mi gbe babaga ore re po laye mi eba mi boluaga
ore re po laye mi Ore re po laye re
Eba mi boluaga
Ore re po laye wa
Eba wa boluaga
Up in the morning and praise the Lord Later in the evening, oh praise the Lord Every day of your life, be praising the Lord Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah.
Wake up in the morning
and praise the Lord. Later in the evening, oh, praise the Lord.
Every day of your life, be praising.
Praising the Lord, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Wake up in the morning and praise the Lord. Later in the evening, oh praise the Lord. Every day of your life, be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord. Is good.
Wake up in
the morning and praise the Lord. Later in the evening, oh praise the Lord.
Every day
of your life, be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Wake up in the morning and praise the Lord. Praising the Lord, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, later in the evening. Praise the Lord,
every day
of your life. Be praising the Lord, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. And praise the Lord. Later in the evening, oh praise the Lord. Every day of your life, be praising the Lord. Praise. the Lord is good. Hallelujah.
And praise the Lord in time, in the evening. Oh, praise the Lord. Every day of your life, be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good.
My God is great. Good morning, everybody. Shall we stand up to pray? Almighty Father, our Father, we are grateful to you for making us to see the light of another day. Thank you for being with us all our lives. Thank you for the will of the devil that you never allow to come to pass in our lives. Thank you for listening to us all the time. Glory, honor, adoration to your holy name in Jesus' name. Our Father, as we are before you today, we pray you be pleased to touch our hearts, to bless our lives, to minister to us and do us good in the name of Jesus. May we not hear your word in vain. Cause your will to be done in us. Cause the spirit of understanding to fall upon us. Cause the spirit of wisdom to fall upon us. Cause the spirit of knowledge to fall upon us. The grace to do well, cause to fall upon us. What we are hearing today may be a blessing to us today and all the remaining days of our life. Forever we will love you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. My God is great. Shall I please be seated? In the book of 1 John chapter 4, I start the reading from verse 1. I'm reading 3 verses. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is it in the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The spirits we are not to believe. This scripture says we must not believe every spirit. We must differentiate between spirits. By spirit here, the scripture is not suggesting that a ghost will come to you and try to talk to you, then you will choose to believe or not to believe. That is not the issue.
He's
saying that you should try to look at the spirit behind sayings, actions, and so on and so forth. What is the spirit behind this message? What is the spirit behind this miracle? What is the spirit behind this prophecy? What is the spirit behind this suggestion? What is the spirit behind this counsel? What is the spirit behind this attitude? The Bible is saying
Bíbélì ń sọ fún wa.
Don't just say because it is supernatural, automatically it is of God.
Jẹ́ ohun ti ẹ̀mí.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are living in a world of problems.
À ń gbénú ayé wàhálà.
Brothers and sisters.
Arákùnrin àti arábìnrin.
I have told you.
Mo ti sọ
fún yín. If you have not packed your load.
Tó o bá ti di ẹrù ẹ.
Pack your load.
Dì í.
And get ready to move.
Kò sì múra sílẹ̀ àti lọ o.
The Jews were asked.
Àwọn Júù ń bèrè.
To eat the Passover.
Láti jẹ oúnjẹ alẹ́ Olúwa.
After they have put on their garments and they have packed their baggages and they were ready to move.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí wọ́n ti di ẹrù wọn, tí wọ́n ti múra àti lọ.
Because immediately after the Passover.
Torí ní gẹ́rẹ́ lẹ́yìn àjọ ìrékọjá.
They will be forced to get out of Egypt.
A ó fi pamú wọn láti jáde ní Egypt.
The way things are going in the world today.
Bí nǹkan ṣe ń lọ nínú ayé lónìí yìí.
We should know that any moment from now.
À ń láti mọ̀ wípé ní ìṣẹ́jú kí ìṣẹ́jú
sí àkókò yìí. We'll be living this world.
A ó máa fàyè sílẹ̀.
The rapture will be taking place.
Ìgbàsókè yóò ṣẹlẹ̀.
If you are not ready by then.
Tó o bá ti ṣe tán nígbà náà.
And you are left behind.
Tó wá kù ẹ sẹ́yìn.
It will be disastrous.
Ó máa jẹ́ ohun ìbànújẹ́.
May that not be your portion.
Jẹ́ kí yẹn má jẹ́ ìpín ẹ.
All occurrences in the world today.
Gbogbo àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ayé
kàkiri lónìí. Are pointing to the fact.
Ṣé ló ń tọ́ka sí òtítọ́
wípé. That the rapture is about to take place.
Ìgbàsókè ti fẹ́ ṣẹlẹ̀.
John was talking.
Yohanu ń sọ̀rọ̀.
Around 2000 years ago here.
That there
were many false prophets in the world.
Ọ̀pọ̀ wòlíì èké ti jáde
sí
ayé lónìí.
How many more do we have?
Mélòó nínú wọn sì la tún ní.
Uncountable.
Wọ́n pọ̀ láìníye.
Operating in different forms.
Wọ́n ń ṣiṣẹ́ lónírúurú ọ̀nà.
Under different all kind of guys.
Lábẹ́ oríṣiríṣi ọ̀nà.
All of them claiming to be sent by God.
Gbogbo wọn ni wọ́n ń jẹ́wọ́ pé Ọlọ́run ló
wọn. The Bible says, don't believe all of them.
Ẹ má gba gbogbo wọn gbọ́ o.
Not all of them are of God.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo wọn ló ti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run jáde.
A lot of people.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ èèyàn.
Are taking to the suggestions.
O ni wọ́n ń gba àbá.
Of Satan.
Àmọ̀ràn Sàtánì.
And of his agents.
Àti ti àwọn alábàṣiṣẹ́pọ̀.
Because they erroneously think.
Nítorí wọ́n ronú
náà. That every supernatural manifestation is of God.
Pé gbogbo agbára.
This is why they always take every information that comes in a supernatural way to be a divine revelation.
Èrèdí tán fi máa ń gba ohun gbogbo tó bá ti jẹ́ ti ẹ̀mí gbọ́ pé ó jẹ́ tọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run nìyẹn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it prophecy?
Ṣé àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ni?
Is it dream?
Ṣé àlá ni?
Is it vision?
Àbí ìran?
I know it's God.
Mo mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run ni.
How do you know it's God?
Báwo ló ṣe mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run
ni? He says it's very real. It's very real.
Nítorí pé ó jẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀
gan. In fact, it doesn't look as if I was dreaming.
Kò dàbí pé mò ń lálàá.
That the dream is real.
Pé àlá ó rí bákan.
Does not automatically make it.
Kò túmọ̀ sí wípé.
To be a revelation from God.
A mọ̀ kó jẹ́ ìran láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Listen very well.
Ẹ ti dáradára o.
There may be another spirit.
Ẹ̀mí kan lè wà.
Behind that revelation.
Ó wà lẹ́yìn ìran yẹn o.
In the book of Jeremiah chapter 29.
Nínú ìwé Jeremiah orí kọkàndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
God told the Jews.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún àwọn Júù.
Not to believe their prophets.
Pé kó má gba àwọn wòlíì wọn gbọ́.
Who are prophesying the vision of their heads.
Ní tí wọ́n ń sọ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ nípa ọ̀rọ̀
ìyára wọn. Say neither should you lis ten to your dream.
Pé má sì ṣe tẹ́tí sí àlá.
We should make yourself to dream.
Tó mú kó o lá fúnrara rẹ.
There are ignorant people today.
Àwọn òpè ènìyàn kan wà lónìí.
Who think that all dreams are from God.
Tí wọ́n rò pé gbogbo àlá ló ti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
It is a lie.
Irọ́ ni.
Majority of dreams are not from God.
Kì í ṣe láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Including the dreams of godly people.
Àti ti àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú.
Including the dreams of good people.
Àti ti àwọn ènìyàn rere.
Many dreams are from man.
Ọ̀pọ̀ àlá ló jẹ́ ti ènìyàn.
Some are from the devil.
Àwọn kan láti ọ̀dọ̀ Èṣù.
Only few are from God.
Ló jẹ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
That something is spiritual.
Pé ohun kan jẹ́ ti ẹ̀mí.
Or looks supernatural.
Tàbí kó dàbí ohun ti ẹ̀mí.
Does not automatically make it to be of God.
Ìyẹn ò mú kó jẹ́ ti Ọlọ́run.
Look at the meaning of the word supernatural.
Ìwé ìtumọ̀ yìí ti ẹ̀mí.
As divine Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àtúmọ̀ èdè yẹn.
Two definitions. One.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Supernatural.
Ohun ti ẹ̀mí.
Of or relating to another of a system beyond the feasible observable universe. Especially of or relating to God or a God, demigod, spirit or devil. Let me help you. Ohun tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìwà láàyè tó kọjá èyí tí a lè fojú rí, tó kọjá àtàyíká wa yìí, tó jọ pé ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run, demigod, spirit, devil, ní kúkúrú tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ohun ti ẹ̀mí, ó wá lè jẹ́ ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run, ó lè jẹ́ ẹ̀mí Èṣù. Tí nǹkan kan bá ní ṣe pẹ̀lú tẹ̀mí, to ba je temi olorun supernatural ni to ba je temi esu supernatural na ni number 2 departing from what is usual or normal especially so as to appear transcend the laws of nature attributed to an invisible agent as a ghost or spirit yen ni se pelu ohun to ni se pelu to koja ohun ti ofin seda ni se pelu e to ni se pelu emi tabi iwin to je supernatural now that you have a revelation in a supernatural way
bayi pe oni iran nipa ti emi
does not automatically mean God is talking to you.
Ni o wa tumo si wi pe Olorun lo nba e soro.
The Bible says you should try the spirits.
Bele wi pe ko dan emi wo.
And know whether it is of God or not.
O mo boya ti Olorun ni.
Somebody meets you.
Enikan ba opade.
He's able to call your name.
O le pe oruko e.
Your mother's name.
O poruko iya e.
Your children's name.
O poruko awon omo e.
Or he's able to point to something you wouldn't have known.
Tabo ye o so nkan ti o
ye ko. Unless through a supernatural power.
Nipa agbara ti emi.
That does not mean God is talking to you.
Ko tumo si wi pe Olorun lo nba e soro.
There are two powers in the world.
Agbara meji lo wa ninu aye.
The power of God.
Agbara Olorun.
And the power of Satan.
Ati agbara Satani.
Just as supernaturally Satan can cause God can cause things to happen. Satan also can cause things to happen supernaturally. And therefore, you need to check that thing before believing it. The simple truth we are bringing out of all of this is that not everything supernatural is of God. To know whether to believe this or not, the following counsel will be of help. Any vision, revelation, prophecy, supernatural manifestation that says anything contrary to the Bible, it is automatic, it's not of God.
Hallelujah.
Be a dream.
Be efficient.
Be prophecy.
Abi asotele.
That suggests anything contrary to the word of God.
Ohunkohun to lodi si oro
Olorun. It's not of God.
Ki se ti Olorun.
A pastor went to a mountain.
Oliso agutan kan lo sori
oko. Years ago to pray.
Kan bi odun die seyin lati gbadura.
There.
Nibe.
They gave him a prophet, a vision.
Ni won fi iran, won so iran fun.
That his wife was a serpent.
Pe iyawo e ijo ni.
What are they asking him to do?
Ki no so fun ko se yen.
Huh?
Ki no ni ko se.
When he came back home,
he
saw snake. Snake separately, his wife separately. To cut a long story short, he divorced his wife. After giving birth to, I can't remember whether 4 or 5 children they said. It was on the same mountain he did second wedding. Very simple. If serpent give birth to children, what would the children be?
Eh?
If his wife was a serpent, his children would be what? He kept the children, he threw away the wife. That is the devil in action. Somebody, you see this issue of your mother is a witch. It's a very common thing in our land. And they have used it to ruin the lives of a lot of women. Preparing the lives of their children for the same fate. Anything that suggests anything contrary to the truth of the Bible, however real,
it's
not of God. All of you members of Bible Pattern Church know that what I'm saying is not new. That I've said it many times. But the aspect that may be new to some of you is that when the revelation looks so supernatural, when it looks so real, it looks so genuine, it does not automatically mean it is from God. Satan can make his vision also very, very real. Number 2. Any revelation that may make a believer to lie in any way. Small lie. It's not of God. Any revelation that makes any form of sin to be normal for a believer.
ko je wi pe ese je ohun to to fun onigbagbo.
I remember in those days when we were in Sheruvin.
Won la won le ranti nigba ton wa ni Sheru.
Sheruvin so mo pe ni.
Mo mo pe Kerubu ati Seraph.
Emi o fi Seraph si temi Kerubu nikan ni mo pe temi. Iwo lo se ni si. But ati mo pe bon se npe ni. They saw a vision for our prophet. Say, ah, prophet, when prophet passed prophet, they said they should go back to our village and use goat to worship his father that
have
died long ago. And we carry car from Lagos.
Is
that you too? I did camping. And we went to do the sacrifice to his father that was dead. You say, you people are so foolish. Extremely foolish. Extremely foolish. Is that not idol worship? But Fishon said so. And we did it. Thank God later rescued me from that part. Any revelation that may make a believer to drive away his wife and marry another, it's not from God though. The Bible says God hates divorce. Everybody say it. Say it again. That's Malachi. Say it again. Any revelation that may make a believer to change our husband. Any revelation that may make a believer to marry more than one wife. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A case was brought to me. We had a program then here. We invited pastors. One of the pastors that attended the program said that I have a problem. He said he will see me. He came to me. And told me that there was this girl. Her father was a pastor too. But the father had died. The mother was managing the church. A general officer of another church came across the girl and said, God said, you should marry the girl. And as part of the dowry, he has started helping them to renovate the church, to revive the church of the father. The mother was extremely afraid that the GO may kill her daughter if she will not allow the GO to marry. So, in fear, the woman spoke to this pastor. The pastor told me, which pastor is that? So church. I know the pastor. I know what I will do. I went and reported the case to the chairman of Khan. The chairman of Khan invited that
Jew,
the mother, and the daughter,
atomo,
and we sat in the Khan chairman's office. About Ladele, they called the name. I won't give you the name of the pastor because I'm not against the pastor. We sat down in the office. I said that woman talk. The mother talked. The girl talked. Baba, that's the Jew. Talk, sir. And Baba said, it's God. God said, I should marry her. That I'm going to give birth to his son.
Through her.
He has his wife. That must have given birth to all the children she will born. The GO told the Baba, you know, I've called the name of the chairman of Khan. I've mentioned the name, but I will not repeat it. He said, Baba. Shebi, you see vision. Go to God and find out. If God did not tell me, it's God that said I should marry her. So that we will give back to that special child. Baba looked at my face. I looked at Baba's face. I can't remember if there was another pastor. We looked at each other's face. We couldn't laugh. What do we do to this? But we have agreed on what to do. Even before they came. We decided that the only thing that will solve this problem is to beg Gio.
So we now say,
Daddy, since the guy does not want to marry you, and the mother does not support the idea, please, you know the mama is afraid already, just leave the guy
alone.
We begged you to separate the guy. Already he has given her a flat. He has shown her the flat. This is where you'll be living.
Equipped.
I'm talking of what I said. I was the one who reported the case. Somebody say, that Baba, did he say anything? Yes. He saw something. He had a revelation. He was so bold to even say, we two should go and pray and find out if it was not true. But that revelation is from who? Thank God we are able to rescue the situation. Any revelation that may make one hate a fellow man, it's not from God. Listen very well. You won't see anywhere in the New Testament where God told a person, so person is behind your problem. Anybody lo nsase. You won't see any in the New Testament. The New Testament program is different from that of the Old Testament. Many things the Old Testament people were allowed to do, the New Testament believers are not allowed to do. The New Testament says we should love. Everybody say, love our enemies. Pray for those who hate us. Do good to those who hate us. Pray for those who despisefully use us and persecute us. We should bless those who curse us. There is no room for this babalawo thing that are done in churches today. Many churches today are having the patronage they are having because of the revelation. Oh, your landlord is behind you. Say, okay, if I don't have somebody that will tell me who is worrying, when you know the one that is worrying you, what can you do about it? Let God take care of your situation. It shall be well. Any revelation that may make one see himself as a hopeless person that is not worthy of living. Any revelation that may lead to any form of suicidal action. People have had revelation before and the next thing is to kill themselves. Any revelation that may lead to deceiving others. Any revelation that may turn unrepentant unbeliever to a church minister. We've had it before. A pastor will just look at a big man in the church. God say, I shall anoint you. What's the next thing? He becomes an emergency elder. This fellow is still lying. He's still stealing in his office. But because he rides a big car, he's not an elder. He's not a deacon. Or deaconess. If you ask that pastor, he may even swear. God told me. You saw revelation. But it is contrary to the word of God. It cannot be of God. Any revelation that may turn a new comfort to general overseer overnight. He is born again. He is a child of God. He is no longer sinning. Does that translate to becoming a general overseer? Become a church founder. It has happened many times. Somebody who have not known the ABC of the gospel will come and say, God said. Before you know it, he has started in his church. Initially, things may be going on well. The devil will give him long rope. when he knows that he has established himself in that illegal position created for himself, then he will begin to introduce what he had in mind to suggest the idea to him. Before you know it, I was in a meeting this time last week. Last Thursday
to koja
pastor's meeting,
pade awon oluso agutan,
and somebody say something about a case I knew.
Enikan so nkan nipa oro ti won ti mo tele.
The man was pastoring a branch
oluso agutan ye o yo agutan
his church eka in America.
Ni America
was the pastor
on lo tin so oluso agutan
last year
odun to koja.
He saw a vision
o wa ri ran
that he should start his own. And he broke that church.
The
GO is in Nigeria.
He was in America. So he simply
adjust
and
started his
own.
Last Thursday, I was in a meeting where I heard
that
his latest announcement
is that
he has decided to be doing wedding for homosexuals and lesbians.
I said last Thursday. I didn't
say last Thursday.
He will
now be joining homosexuals and lesbians.
Will
he have members in his church?
So my lomo ijo.
America, not Nigeria.
Shamu
lo maku. American don't see that as a problem any longer. If he had remained in the church he was, if that thought come to his heart and he says it to the GO,
would
the GO agree?
But
it's not the GO of himself. Any revelation that may make any other book to be of the same authority with or higher authority to the Holy Bible is not of God.
Ki iwe miran ko wa ko
dogba pelu
bibeli tabi ko gaju bibeli lo ki se ti Olorun.
A man saw a vision
okunrin kan ri iran
some years back
nkan bi odun die
seyin. I don't want to believe he didn't see anything.
Mi o fe gbagbo pe ko ri ohunkohun.
He saw something.
O ri ohunkohun.
What he did not bear in mind
ohun ti ko wa fi sokan
was that not every supernatural manifestation
se gbogbo ifarahan ti emi ni ti Olorun.
To cut a long story short,
lati ge itan yen kuro
through the vision
nipa iran yi,
he wrote a book
o ko iwe
and call it
o si pe ni
Another Testament of Jesus.
Majemu miran.
You have the Old Testament. You have the New Testament. His own is what? Another Testament.
Majemu miran.
I have a copy of it. It's full of rubbish. Nonsense. Satanism.
He
saw a vision. If he had the understanding you're supposed to have through this message, if he had that understanding, he will have rejected the vision, knowing that it was from the devil. Scarcely is there any false religion you have in the world today, that did not start through a revelation. Call it church related. Call it Christianity related. Call it any other religion. If you go back to it, you will hear the founder saw a snake. The founder saw a monkey. The founder saw a bed. The founder saw a dead person. The founder saw an angel. The founder saw there must be a revelation. Not all supernatural manifestation is from God. That is what we are repeating. Any revelation that suggests going into sin in whatever form
or
whatever reason, we have heard about those who are looking for the fruit of the womb and the prophets to pray for them.
We
say God said
they
should have fun with the woman so that the woman will reproduce. It has happened many times. And the women in desperateness
will
release themselves and the prophet will have a moral relationship with them. It can never be of God. Any revelation that may make one believe in any other savior apart from Jesus Christ, is not of God. The Bible says categorical. I wonder. Some people will tell you, I believe the Bible. I also believe in another Messiah.
No,
you two cannot go together. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Say there is no salvation in any other. It's too clear. For there is no other name given among men whereby we might be saved. In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, the Bible says, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. In John chapter 3, in verse 36, the Bible says, he that believeth the Son hath life. He that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. How come that some people are believing in other messiahs, including church people? Don't you know that if they are doing anything religious, spiritual, outside Christianity, and you go to be part of it, it simply means you believe in another
messiah,
maybe along with Jesus? That cannot be of God. Any revelation that may lead to practicing false religion, occultism, satanism, and so on, cannot be of God. I was in the church then, as an unbeliever, we were doing our usual drumming and dancing, and suddenly the prophet said he saw it done in heaven, and he was asked to do the same thing. Took a Bible, threw it into water, and began to tear it and squeeze it. At the end of the day, 7 Bibles perished, squeezed into water like vegetable. The water was kept on the altar for, I can't remember whether 3 days or 7 days. And we are reading Psalms to the water every day. Was it 77 Psalms or 21 Psalms? I can't remember. We were reading Psalms to
it.
Then on the grand finale, one evening, we are now to drink the special water. We are dancing in the church. A page of the Bible was opened. So when you get there, you will kneel on the Bible and stretch your hand to the prophet. From the other side, he will give you a cup of that water. You will drink it. We are singing a song. Mo fara mo Olorun odu sonya. Mo fara mo Olorun otu yelu. Ona iye yiwu mi o sajo ma lo Olorun otu yelu. Now, Otuyelu was the name of the G.O. in Ibadan. Odusanya was the name of our prophet in Lagos. I'm sure I was the only one who did not drink the water at Alausa. You say why? You are born again. I wasn't born again, but I was a chronic sinner like all other person. But I used to read Bible. Maybe it helped me. You say you have good understanding. No, I have no understanding. But I just felt that would not be normal. And I could not say it. Who am I to say to prophets that it wasn't normal? What will I do? I decided to pretend. So I was singing. You say, why are you singing this song? Ah, very well. You say, that's covenant. Oh, at fake covenant. Mo fara mo Olorun odu sonya. Mo fara mo Olorun otu yelu. I had it for the first time that day. As in there, it sticks to my head. I want to forget. I refuse to forget. But I've forgotten many Bible passages. So, but this one, I couldn't forget. Ona iye yiwu mi o sajo ma lo Olorun otu yelu. So we are dancing. So I was dancing. So pretending as if I have drunk. But I didn't drink. I never knew that the prophet discovered. So after they have finished everything, in his remark, he didn't call my name, but I knew he was talking about me. When God said we should do something, and we are doing it, and some people are dodging, they are not doing it. It's time to see vision for them, and you don't see any vision. You say, what did that do to you? I was a small boy. I won't take that from anybody. It wasn't surprising to the prophet anyway. Because before then,
I've
been asking bad questions. I wasn't born again. No. I was a sinner, sinning with them. But there were things I felt were abnormal. And I would not be part of it. Thank God for that stand.
Today,
God opened my eyes.
I now realize.
What were we doing that day? Covenant. Kneel down the Bible. I think it was left hand. I can't remember. There are many strange things about the old
issue.
Bible squeeze. Seven Bibles.
Meje.
Psalms. For days. It was left on the altar. Oh, brothers and sisters, one of the greatest things deceivers of today used to deceive their
victims
and lead them into error
as
supernatural manifestations. Praise God. Aleano, that's a fejon. When you go, yes, I'm all low, Jen. Daddy, you need bread to turn around. Oje, olo oje. Oni dandan bole lo feje. Daddy, wa ran ti pe bole kan wa nu bag on to nje ku losan. Olo je sun. Beni abe kan. What will you be doing? You be like jellyfish.
Wa ma gbon bi
shaking. Because you has just seen anything. Children.
Eyin omo.
Children. Many of you are in the house because you didn't go to school today. And I decided to add a little to my message so that to accommodate you. All my children in the house say Jesus is great. Anytime you see somebody seeing vision like that, he's able to tell you the name of your mother, the name of your father, the school you attend, the subject you take. Don't be afraid of him. It can be from the there. When you finish, say thank you, sir. Then go your way. Don't listen to him. Revelations, supernatural manifestations are major among the tools the devil is using today to lead people into hell. One of the things that shows you are a believer, sound believer, is that you don't allow things like that to shake you. It doesn't shake you. You know much better than that. We have to stop it here. Let's stand up to pray. Jesus, Yarama, bless me. Everybody talk to Jesus now. Jesus, Yarama, bless me. What will you do? I will give all my life. Always serve you. Jesus, bless me. Come on, sing it now. Jesus, bless me. Jesus, bless me. I will give all my life. Come on, sing it once more. Make it louder. Jesus, Yarama, bless me.
Come and talk to Jesus. Jesus, you're a man. Bless me. I will give all my life, always serving you, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus. You're mine. Bless me. May deceivers not be able to deceive me. May they not succeed in deceiving me. Begin to say it to the Lord. Whatever they come with, may they not be able to deceive me. May they not be able to mislead me. Do they come with prophecy, vision, dream, any supernatural manifestation? May they not be able to deceive me. Give me the grace that your word will so occupy my heart that no deceit of the devil will have a resting place in me. Every attempt of Satan to deceive me, to mislead me, will fail. Talk to God like that. I will give all my life, always serving you, Jesus, you're a man. Bless me. Amen.
Amen.
What do you desire from God today? Talk to God. Personally. Children, what do you desire? So shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of adoration. We honor you. Thank you for your word we have had. Bless it in our hearts. Cause it to bring forth fruit unto perfection. In the name of Jesus Christ. As we go out today, cause your presence, your mercy, your goodness to go with us. May no evil be our portion. In the name of Jesus. Everything we lay our hands upon today, O Lord, cause to prosper. Lead us to the right path. Lead us to where our blessings are. Those who are holding our allocations, cause them to locate us and to release them to us. Receive our offerings and use them for the progress of your work. Bless our tithes. Bless all our vows. Bless our sources. Bless our purses. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Who knows if the trumpet will sound today? Whenever we leave the world, we will be worthy at your bosom. In Jesus' name we have prayed. God is great.